But let's speak to our guest who is on the line with us at the Janseens, who is a volunteer teacher currently working at Masrul Secondary School in Old Yandam. Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, Atiya, I remember seeing you while there,
yes.
You know, we visited there, you remember.
Indeed,
very interesting.
Yes.
It's nice that we have, you know, people who are on the same trip together as well.
yeah.
To begin with, Atiya, could you just please share, you know, with our listeners about the role you're playing as a volunteer for Humanity First Netherlands?
Yes, thank you. My husband and I, we have come to the Gambia teaching as English teachers at the Masrur Secondary High School.
Hmm.
There in the English department, we are preparing the students for the exams. So grade 12, they've had their exams already, and now we're preparing the next batch for next year.
Mm-hmm. So what was your sort of, you know, your first impression after arriving in the Gambia, and how important are these sort of, you know, these initiatives, these projects for the native population?
Yeah, so we had been to Gambia before, and after everything that happened with the COVID, we ourselves had thought that we want to do something. We want to give our life a bit more purpose, and we want to give something back to humanity, because we are really so privileged.
Mm.
And as we had already visited the Gambia, we knew the situation here.
Mm.
So in the Gambia, we had been here on holiday. Now we are living here with locals. So you get a completely different experience when you're actually living here.
Mm.
And you realize that what you have at home, like, and how little you need to be happy. So, like, if you don't have internet or you don't have electricity or water, you would think, oh, the world is going to end, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
But it's actually not really a problem. And that's what you realize about, learn about yourself as well.
Yeah.
And the Gambia is, they call it the smiling coast of Africa. And that's so true, because the people here are so friendly. They're so kind, they're really curious, and they want to help you. And they speak English also quite well, because education in Gambia is for free, but they still have to pay their own uniforms and books and lunch. And even that is too much for some people.
Mm.
So the Humanity First schools, they play a really important role, especially further away in the country where they are like only villages, there's no big city in the area. So, like, the Humanity First schools, they are like the only opportunity for the students to get an education, and they are one of the best performing schools as well. So they have the same as with the hospitals; they have quite reasonable fees. So the general population, they can get a treatment; otherwise, they would have no treatment. And the same is also for the schools. If the parents don't have the money to send their children to a public school, they would have to send them to an Arabic school, which they are here, they are completely free, but they don't teach English and they don't teach mathematics, which means that there's no possibility for further schooling. So it would just stop there for the students.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had the Jalsa here last month, and there was the deputy speaker of the Gambian National Assembly was there. And his quote was really the best summary of what it means for the Gambia that Humanity First is working there. And he said, there's probably no place in Gambia that has not benefited from the work of Humanity First and from the Jamaat, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. So, you're a teacher back home in the Netherlands.
Yes.
How's your experience been, you know, in teaching in the Masrur Secondary School in Old Yandam?
Well, the classes here are about twice as big as in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So we have 50 students, 60 students sometimes, as your guest before said as well. They are so many students, we have to put them in two different shifts. But they are also twice as well behaved and twice as respectful, so it's not really a difficulty to control 50 students.
Mm.
And they have a very, very high level of English, so you can have a fluent discussion with them about politics and environment and their opinion. And most of them are also Muslims, but not Ahmadis. Some of them are Christians, because maybe, as you know, Gambia is a majority Islamic country, so most of them are Muslim. Yes, so at the end of the day, they are children, and they behave the same as the students at home. That's not
that's
a real
good,
big difference between them.
That's,
but I found them, when I spoke to some of the students there, I found them very keen to learn, and they were very enthusiastic, and they appeared to be very hardworking and keen to get their targets and achieve the best. So that is one thing which was I found a bit different.
They have a high appreciation for what they're getting there, I think. So when you're there and you're teaching, like what I never experienced in the Netherlands was, like, for example, I'm leaving the classroom and they will all start applauding. I'm like, okay, well.
it's a sort of, you know, a different polar opposite sometimes in some places and some conditions as well. But Ajay, what would you say to someone who's, you know, who's listening and maybe thinking of, sort of, you know, volunteering or saying that, you know, for this amount of time, or making this decision that, you know, for a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, they're going to, you know, they're maybe going to go to one of these countries and actually, you know, sacrifice some of their time over there as well, and leaving all the comforts that they have, their whole lifestyle, and for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, they're just going to go there, dedicate their time for this. What would you say to someone who's maybe thinking about this?
So we both we agreed that this was one of the best decisions of our lives, that we came here. So it's not just what we came for, it's also we're getting back so much, so we're learning so much about ourselves. I think maybe that's relatable when you're in your day-to-day life, like small things, they start bothering you, you get stressed about small little things, and it's really difficult to see the big picture and be like, okay, this is not important tomorrow anymore. And when you come into one of these countries where there's so much less, you just realize, okay, these are really the things that are important, like being kind to each other. And if you have internet, or if you have water, or if something broke down, or something is not going the way you want, it's not that bad. So realizing that about yourself, like de-stressing, that is really... it gives you a completely different outlook. I hope we can take it also back with us. And we were talking about it also recently, that we think not just like what we've done to just leave for a few months, but I think you should really consider everyone that they do some sort of volunteering, maybe in their own country, in their own community, in your daily life, that you incorporate it. It's really, it's so rewarding, and it can change someone else's life. So I've been thinking also about my teachers and how they impacted my life. And you could be that person for someone, that you could really change their life. If you want to leave your country, of course, that is also a way of helping. If you're going for an extended period of time, you will realize how privileged you are. For example, when we came here, we had 3 shots against COVID before we were allowed to travel here. And some countries in Africa, they haven't had even one in the whole country. And the World Health Organization has warned about this repeatedly. And there are people in Europe who all have the opportunity to get them, but for no good reason, they are not getting them. And the same principle applies to something like food waste. Like, we realize how here are people who are literally starving. And then you cannot face yourself if you're throwing away food. It's really not possible anymore. So you realize how much you have when you see people who are really going without necessities daily. So it's really, really humbling.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't you have anything that you would like to ask?
No, I think she has contributed very well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and have a lovely day. Thank you once again.
Thanks so much for having me.
As-salamu alaykum. So, I mean, it was nice that, you know, you actually met her as well in the Gambia.
Yeah, it was rather like a strange thing to see suddenly, you know, somebody among all those students, somebody, you know, with a covered head properly, with the different complexion, and her husband is from Netherlands, so they were together and they're both serving there. It was great to see them there working in the Gambia.